This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russia says police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last month. Further, it says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's Interior Ministry claims it is preparing another request for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a poison attack with the Russian Novichok nerve agent. In a statement, the Siberian Transport Department said it wanted to send investigators to Germany to work on the case. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. The Russian request appears to have little chance of success. Germany says it's already established the presence of Novichok and has demanded that Moscow explain. It is a call strongly echoed by other Western countries. Some German politicians have called for additional sanctions against Russia. Moscow, to this point, has failed to open a formal criminal investigation and insists it needs hard evidence from Germany that Navalny was indeed poisoned. The United States has told the UN Security Council it would work with its allies to hold accountable those responsible in the Navalny case, including restricting funds for what Washington calls Russia's malign activities. The deputy U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Cherwith Norman, said, quote, "The Russian people have a right to express their views without fear of retribution of any kind." The Sri Lankan Navy says a salvage team is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left two long oil trails as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to avoid the kind of ecological damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its Indian Ocean coast in July. This is VOA News. The owner of the Japanese tanker that went aground off Mauritius says it will spend about $9.5 million to help an oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the mangrove forests. Japan's National Security Council meets today. The backdrop, a proposed policy change that could, for the first time, allow Japan's military to plan for strikes on land targets in Asia. Initiated by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe months before he announced his retirement, the plan would require the purchase of such weapons as cruise missiles. If adopted, the policy would mark one of the most significant shifts in Japan's military stance since the end of World War II. It reflects Abe's longstanding push for a more robust military and a deepening concern about Chinese influence in the region. Japan is worried about Beijing's increased military activity in the East China Sea. Abe said last month he was stepping down because of worsening health. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, who was seen as less hawkish but as closely aligned to Abe, is expected to become the Liberal Democratic Party leader and the new prime minister. The European Union is stepping up planning for a no-deal Brexit. It cites British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refusal to revoke an ultimatum on breaking the separation agreement that Brussels says would sink 4 years of talks. Britain said explicitly this week it will breach parts of the withdrawal treaty that it signed last January. London claims the move is aimed at clarifying ambiguities, but it caused a new crisis less than 4 months before the UK is due to complete its departure from the European bloc. The EU has demanded that Britain scrap the plan to breach the divorce treaty by the end of this month, but Britain says its parliament is sovereign and above international law. Eurozone finance minister said today it is imperative that the United Kingdom respond to the EU demand. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million, with a loss of some 76,000 lives. COVID-19 is spreading faster in India than anywhere else in the world, and the United States is the only nation worst affected. Deaths have remained relatively low, but there is an upward trend, with more than 1,000 cases being reported in India every day for the last 10 days. Today's fatality toll is put at 1,209. Worldwide, figures from Johns Hopkins University show a pandemic case count of 28 million, with deaths approaching 910,000. The numbers here in the United States, 6.4 million COVID infections and nearly 192,000 fatalities. Brazil is second worst hit, 4.2 million cases and almost 192,000 lives lost. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.